Questions like, "How does this affect me?" can be frustrating for teachers eager to get students involved in science. University of Missouri-Columbia chemistry professor Reiner Glaser is tackling the problem head-on with Chemistry is in the News, an innovative teaching program that relates chemistry to current events in the real world. Working in small groups, students choose a topic such as global warming and research it with online news articles and other resources found on the internet. Each group creates a portfolio to be reviewed by other groups. Glaser says it's important for students to do more than read textbooks, that real learning takes place as understanding on more than one level.
We try to make it clear to the students that the things that they see in daily life, when they read newspapers, when they watch TV, they're all directly connected to what we talk about. All the discussion about energy politics is directly related to chemical processes.
Glaser has taken the concept to other students by joining forces with chemistry professors in Colorado as well as Israel, and says initial feedback indicates the program is a success.
There's already evidence from many other disciplines that this direct connection to real life and pre-existing knowledge is fundamental to good learning. One simply does not learn very efficiently if one does not know why one learns something, and if one learns it sort of without any context. This makes a lot of sense.
Initially funded by the UM system, the program is now a major initiative of the National Science Foundation. I'm Sherry Gann with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.